Hello and welcome to Hindsight Tonight. I'm Damian Musiani, and here's your news. Leading off, while people across the country are buzzing along with their Mother's Day plans, a mother load of bees turned a rural road in Maine into a honey highway. Reports say that 15 million honeybees broke free when the transport truck they were loaded into turned over and crashed. No word yet on what caused the accident, but Maine, tractor-trailer accident, animal kingdom gone wild, this has Stephen King novel written all over it.
May the Lord bless you.
Authorities called in a beekeeper to help wrangle the angry insects, and it was love at first sting. Run, Forrest, run! The driver of the truck also was stung multiple times, but it's not established if he crashed because of the bees. They do say that buzz driving is drunk driving, though. Who knows? Maybe the guy just got lost after asking one of those arrogant downeastern Mainers for directions.
Harbor. You can't get there from here.
Or it could be that he got distracted when he looked up into the sky at this. This is the Aurora Borealis as seen in the lower 48. See, it's Mother's Day for Mother Nature, too. And she celebrated all weekend long by tossing solar flares into the Earth's magnetic field, creating colorful blooms that were extensively shared on social media. Hey, we thought the Borealis was supposed to be green, but these images also had shades of pink, orange, blue, and purple in them. This was the first giant solar storm of such magnitude since 2003, or more accurately, right before you could easily Photoshop fake backgrounds behind your images. Oh yeah, I remember that night. So amazing and majestic when you're there to see it live and in person. Gosh, I felt as special as the godmother of the Cannes Film Festival. Yes, the most pompous award event on Earth has a namesake matriarch who smiles, waves, and hands out two trophies. Literally anyone could do it, which totally explains this year's choice of godmother, actress Demi Moore. Why her? Simple. Besides plugging a new movie that nobody cares about, Moore was also barely seen in that overrated Truman Capote series. Plus, she needs to show off her new plastic surgeon's hideous work. And wouldn't you know, the PR firm that reps her is based in France. But don't call it a comeback! Why are we supposed to root for Demi Moore? Nobody forced her to marry a 25-year-old douchebag or take drugs or star in terrible films. She's been acting for 50 years. Oscar nominations? Zero. Golden Globes and Emmys? None. She did win 4 big awards. They're called the Razzies for Worst Actress. Now, that's consistency. We would loudly protest her being given this honor, but much like Moore's ex-husband Bruce Willis, there's really nothing left to say. In many ways, the Cannes Film Festival comes across as a mirror image of Demi Moore's career. Lots of buzzing going on, but never any honey. And that's your news. Have a great week. If you like this episode, let us know, and I'll see you next Sunday with Fresh Hindsight.